Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, apparently summer is here and the time is right, featuring summer songs. Heatwave, Martha and the Vandellas. That song was released in July of 1964 and is dancing in the street. Man, summer is here and the time is right. That was a really signature song for the Motown label. And that song was written by a man you might have heard of, Marvin Gaye. And it was co-written by William Stevenson and Marvin Gaye. And Stevenson actually came up with the idea for the dancing. He was in Detroit watching people cool off in the summer in water when they open up the fire hydrants in the city. And he said they appeared to be dancing in the water. So when he wrote those lyrics, he was thinking like a ballad. But he took it to Marvin Gaye, and Marvin Gaye said, "Hey, it sounds like maybe it could be more danceable." And then it turned out to be one of the anthem songs of the summer, Dancing in the Street. You know, in 1964, there was a lot of unrest, the civil rights movement. And even though the song sounds like such a party song, it was also interpreted by a lot of people at the time as a call for rioting in the streets and potentially inciting civil unrest. The British press really got all over that. But Martha Reeves said at the time, and then again recently in 2004, that it was just a party song, and that that intention was never part of their recording. And sure enough, Berry Gordy, who ran Motown, the Motown label, said many times that he wanted to keep any political involvement out of the label's brand so that it would just be about the music. So Dancing in the Street, the songs of summer. And of course, if you were alive at that time, what could be more summertime music than the Beach Boys? And, of course, the Beach Boys is really Brian Wilson. What a genius, Brian Wilson, the songs of Brian Wilson. He was born on June 20th, which is also my birthday, in 1942. And he's the main composer behind the Beach Boys, their producer and their arranger. He wrote more than two dozen top 40 hits for the Beach Boys. And it's interesting because the Beach Boys released a brand new album with most of the songs written by Brian Wilson in the summer of 2012. We'll be hearing that shortly. Brian Wilson is an interesting man. There's actually a biographical film coming up. It's not exactly a biopic. Maybe you saw the movie about Bob Dylan called I'm Not There. And it wasn't really a biopic. It was a lot of different actors interpreting different parts of Bob Dylan's life. Well, a similar movie is going to be made about Brian Wilson called Love and Mercy. It's in production right now. And it's directed by the same guy, Bill Pohlad, who produced the aesthetic movie The Tree of Life. Anyway, Brian Wilson, he had two brothers. He was the eldest of three brothers, Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson. And when he was a little kid, he is teaching his brothers how to sing harmony, and they're practicing and singing music at home. And that's really how the Beach Boys, that's the kernel of it. When Brian Wilson was 2 years old, he heard George Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue. He was only 2 years old. He said he would never forget it. It had a strong impact on him. Somehow, something happened when he was a child, and he lost his hearing in his right ear, or almost partially deaf in his right ear. They're not really sure what happened. They think some kind of a neighborhood bully, or perhaps even his father. In any event, when he was 7 and 8 years old, Brian Wilson starts to sing solos in the church choir, you know, singing solo with a choir behind him. In high school, he was on the football team. He was a quarterback. He was a runner. He's singing a lot at home and with his family and friends. And so, you know, the boys are supposed to be asleep and they're awake in their room singing. When he's 16 years old, he gets a tape recorder. And that's the very first time he starts to, you know, experiment with producing and recording. Anyway, the Beach Boys signed a Capitol label in Capitol Records in 1962, and they defined American rock and roll out there on the West Coast. Brian Wilson had a long, rocky road. He returned to a solo career as a very successful musician. And I thought it would be great to hear an early Beach Boys track called Surfer Girl from 1963, and then a song from Brian Wilson's 2008 solo album called The Lucky Old Sun. The song is called Forever She'll Be My Surfer Girl. So let's hear those two songs back to back. First, the Beach Boys from 63, then Brian Wilson from 2008. We'll hear two more songs from that Lucky Old Sun album. The next track we'll hear after Forever She'll Be My Surfer Girl is Going Home and Southern California. And he really captures the spirit of a California beach lifestyle in his lyrics and in his song. Surfer Girl, the Beach Boys.
The gift she gave to me. so sweet.
Now there's all kinds of music.
So sweet.
And don't you know the truth?
So sweet.
You were my special lover.
So sweet.
You were my baby girl.
So sweet.
Like live shrimp dropped on a hot wok. Hucksters, hustlers, and hawkers set up their boardwalk shops. Home for all the homeless, hopeless, well-heeled, and deranged.
I had this dream, singing with my brothers in harmony, supporting each other. Tailwinds will spin down the Pacific coast, surfing on the voices again in Southern California. Dreams wake up for you, and when you wake up here, you wake up everywhere. In the and the warmth of the rays, heard music in the air and in the waves. The wind chimed, laughter rhymed, we had nothing but time. In Southern California, I heard the voice of my mom. Southern California, dreams wake up for you, and when you wake up here, you wake up everywhere. Might miss something. Whoa, 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 it's magical. I'm glad it happened to me. Nodded off in the bedroom, woke up in history. Surfer silhouettes, the sun went into the sea. As we headed home, we drove into a movie. Love songs, pretty girls, didn't want it to end. Tried to slow down the motion so it could move us again in Southern California. For you, and when you wake up here, you wake up everywhere.
Southern California, so the world it's magical.
Brian Wilson, that lucky old son. We heard Forever She'll Be My Surfer Girl, Going Home, and then that last track, the beautiful track, Southern California. Brian Wilson has received lots of awards and recognitions. In 2000, he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame by Paul McCartney. So Paul McCartney introduces Brian Wilson, and he calls him, quote, one of the great American geniuses. Yeah, I have to agree with him there. In December of 2007, the Kennedy Center Honors Committee recognizes Brian Wilson for a lifetime of contributions to American culture through the performing arts in music. The Beach Boys reunited and released an album in June of 2012 on the Capitol label once again. The album is called That's Why God Made the Radio. It's the 29th studio album, and it marks their 50th anniversary. And sure enough, Brian Wilson produces the recording and writes most of the songs on the album. It's the first time the Beach Boys have recorded since Carl Wilson died back in 1998. It's a continuation of the style that Wilson always has. He likes to write music that kind of flows from one song to another without having to write those short pop tracks. And he doesn't call it a medley, he calls it a suite. And there's a track on here which is about 10 minutes long, and it's a little bit of a suite. And the final part of it is called Summer's Gone. And this is Brian Wilson's song that he wrote about the death of his mother, who died. And then a couple months later, his brother, Carl Wilson, died. So the song is called Summer's Gone. But before we get to that, let's start with the title track to the album, That's Why God Made the Radio, The Beach Boys, Brian Wilson.
Yeah. spend some time with me on this summer's day. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Why don't we feel the way we used to anymore? There's a place along the way that maybe we could stay. Listen to the waves at my front door. You've been thinking about some things we used to do. Thinking about when life was still in front of you. Back where you belong, our favorite song. Won't you listen?
Driving down Pacific Coast. Summer's gone. Summer's gone away. Gone away. With yesterday.
And the sound of the beach ends that song from the most recent Beach Boys album, That's Why God Made the Radio, featuring the songwriting of the amazing Brian Wilson. We heard the title track from that 2012 album by the Beach Boys, That's Why God Made the Radio, followed by Life Sweet, featuring the song Summer's Gone. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and today's program are the songs of summer. And I thought it would be wonderful to hear from another American musician, Stevie Wonder. The song is called Summer Soft, from Stevie Wonder's 1976 album, Songs in the Key of Life. And then we're going to hear one from Sir Paul McCartney. Stevie Wonder first.
Summer soft wakes you up with a kiss to start the morning off. In the midst of herself playing Santa Claus, she brings gifts through her breeze. Morning rain gently plays her rhythms on your windowpane, giving you no clue of when she plans to change to bring rain or sunshine. And so you wait to see what she'll do.
The bright red cardinal flew down from his tell me when was that summer when it never rained? The air was buzzing with the sweet old honeybee. Let's see, you tell me. Were we there? Was it real? Is it truly how I feel? Maybe. You tell me.
Full, You Tell Me from his 2007 album, and before that Stevie Wonder from Songs in the Key of Life, Summer Soft. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program we're listening to the songs of summer. Let's end today's program with a Bob Dylan from his Love and Theft album. This is Summer Days.
Summer days, summer nights are gone. Summer days and summer nights are gone. I know a place where there's still something going on. I got hogs out in the mud. I got a house on the hill. I got hogs out in the mud. I got a long-haired woman. She got rolling in blood. Everybody get ready. Lift up your glasses and sing. Everybody get ready. Lift up your glasses and sing. Well, I'm standing on the table. I'm frozen to toast to the king. Driving in the flats in a Cadillac car. The girls all say, oh, I won't outstar. My pockets are loaded out. I'm spitting if you die. How can you say you love someone else? You know it's me all the time. So thick you can't spy the land. The fog is so thick that you can't even spy the land. What good are you anyway if you can't stand up to some old business band? Wedding bells are ringing, the choir is beginning to sing. Yes, the wedding bells are ringing and the choir is beginning to sing. What looks good in the day at night is another. hand. She looks into my eyes, she's holding my hand. She say you can't repeat the past. I say you can't. What do you mean you can't? Of course you can. Where do you come from? Where do you go? Sorry, that's nothing you would need to know. Well, my back's been to the wall so long, it seemed like it's stuck. Why don't you break my heart one more time, just for good luck? I'm short on gas, my motor's starting to stall. My dogs are barking, there must be someone around. My dogs are barking, there must be someone around. I've got my hammer ringing, pretty baby, but the nails ain't going down. You got something to say, speaker, hold your peace. Well, you got something to say, speak now or hold your peace. If it's information you want, you can get it from the police. Politician's got on his job and shoes. He must be running for office, got no time to lose. Sucking the blood out of the genius of generosity. Even rolling your eyes, you've been teasing me. God's river, my soul's beginning to shake. Standing by God's river, my soul's beginning to shake. I'm counting on you, love, to give me a break. I'll be leaving in the morning as soon as the dark clouds lift. Yes, I'm leaving in the morning just as soon as the dark clouds lift. I'm breaking the roof, set fire to the places of hiding here. Summer days, summer nights are gone. Summer days, summer nights are gone. I'm a place where there's still something going on.
Bob Dylan, Summer Days, from his Love and Theft album in 2001. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, today's program, The Songs of Summer. I hope you enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for listening. Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. It's about 1 minute before 2 in the afternoon. It's 73 degrees outside our studios. I'm in Jeffersonville, New York. The forecast for tonight is mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the mid-60s, a chance of rain is only 30%. And tomorrow, a few more clouds, then partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. More clouds tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s. And Monday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, and again clear on Monday night, lows in the mid-60s. Stay tuned for Folk Plus with Angela Page.